You run with your Xiaomi, correspond to your run with Babli, Daf Kuchaf Aleph. We begin in your Xiaomi on Daf Pei Gimel Amad Aleph, on the 10th line, Piska. Piska Afilu Ra'u Muguyad. The Mishnah said, even if they saw him cut up. Aliyahime Becherv Mulubenes Nechva Bechaye. I see he was cauterized with a glowing hot sword, but he lived. Masalav Alad Slav. If he was hanging on a crucifix, I say that maybe a noblewoman passed by and redeemed him. If a wild animal was eating him, I say that from heaven that it was mercy on him, and it did not eat a part that would make him a traitor. If he fell into a pit of lions, we don't testify about him. I could say that he miracles are done for him as like they were for Daniel. Nafal Lakishan Aish, Emidin Olav, Aimani Nathalinisim, Khanane Mishov Azariah. If he fell into a fiery furnace, we don't testify about him. I could say that miracles were done for him as they were for Hanani Mishov and Azariah. Nafal Labo Male Nachashim Akravim, she said Meidim Olav. If he fell into a pit of snakes and scorpions, we testify about him. Yudhibimbava says, we don't testify because I can say that he's a snake charmer. Nafal Yehuda ben Shalmayim or ben Shalshemen, Emidnolov. If he fell into a cauldron, whether of boiling water or of oil, we don't testify about him. Yabba Amma al Shemen Eidnolov, al Shalmayim Emidnolov. Yabba says, if it was oil, we testify about him. If it was water, we don't testify about him. Vidabimbava, Vizero Bichanan al Bashem, Rav, if you say, Ein Halacha Kubidabimbava. Vidabimbava, quoting Vizero, quoting Bichanan al, quoting Rav, said, Halacha does not follow Vidabimbava. Lehoin Rabbonan Pligin. The words of the Rabbonan disagree, though, that Dama Biyomi Amasa Be'echa Shinofal Yardin, Va'ala La'acha Shivasa Yoim, Ekiru, Yomi said a case occurred in which someone fell into the Yarden, and it came out after 17 days, and they recognized him because the cold had preserved him from changing, and they permitted his wife to remarry. And we come to the next Mishnah, Halacha Dalud. Nafal b'mayim ben sheish lahem soif, ben she'ein lahem soif, hari ishtoi asur. The man fell into water, whether it has an end, means one can see the shore in all four directions, or it has no end, his wife is forbidden. Mesa, the man fell once into the great reservoir, and he came out after 3 days. Yosef said that a blind man went in to immerse in a cave. The man leading him went after him. People with him waited until they surely drowned, and their wives were permitted to remarry. Rashiv Ma said, Ba'asi ba'echat shaluhu li'yam v'lay ali b'yadam ele ba'agloi, amu chachomim min ha'akuba l'malan t'inase min ha'akuba l'mata lo t'inase. A case occurred in Asia in which a man was lowered into water. When they lifted him, only his leg came up. Chachomim all this, above the knee came up, his wife may remarry. If below the knee came up, she may not remarry. The Gemara says, Nafal amayim bin sheish lahem soif, bin she'ein lahem soif, ishta asura, divrib meir. Well, brings with Meir says if he fell into water, whether or not it is endless, his wife is forbidden. Acham said if the water has no end, his wife is forbidden. If it has an end, then his wife is permitted. Meir said the case occurred in which a man fell into the great reservoir, and he came out after 3 days. Acham said to Meir, we don't learn from miracles. Amaravi Maase Beshnaim Shiyaldu Lakamor Machmiris Liyaldin Litsisusi. Ma Echa Mechila Shadogu Menecha Sasecha, Obikesh Lasis Lehaya Moitse, Nisra Shalmaora, Obahawe Bamela Pisa Shalmaora, Shakadate Shatate, Nashoi Uba, Egid Basech Basi. Ravi said a case occurred in which Reuven and Shimon descended to set fish traps in the Yarden towards the evening. Reuven saw a fish tunnel and he entered it. He wanted to leave, but he couldn't find the opening. Shimon waited until he surely drowned and informed Reuven's family of his death. ובשחוויץ זוכה חמה, והיקה פסחה שמאורה וירסה ובר ומרצה הספד כושר בשיח בייסה. In the morning, the sun shone, and Reuben saw the opening of the cave and left, and came home and found a big eulogy in his house. Rabbi Kiva, Masa Shasisi, Mefresh Bayam, Hagodo, Vaisi, Sfina Achas, Yishaka Bayam, Vaisi Nista, Al Tamid Chacham, Echo Jai Besecha, Okishabasi, Lemegiza, Shal Gavutkia, Vehischo, Mekadmeini, Vasharli, Shalos. Rabbi Kiva says, once I was on a boat, and I saw a boat sink. I was distressed for a Chacham who was in that boat. When I came to the entrance of Kaputzkia, he came before me and asked me questions. Rabbi Kiva said, my son, how were you saved? The Chacham said, one wave tossed me to the next wave, and the next to the next, until it deposited me on the land. Rakiva said, at that time, I said how great are the words of Chachamim, who said that water without an end his wife is forbidden, water with an end his wife is permitted. Yavol said, if the sea was still, means there were no waves, and he looked in all four directions and saw there was no one there, he permitted his wife to remarry. Another case occurred in Asya, in which a man was lowered into water, and when they lifted him, only his leg came up. If above the knee came up, his wife may remarry. If below the knee came up, he may not remarry. He was taught they wanted to cut treasures from the floor of the sea. They tied his leg in chains, lest he keep the treasures for himself. He cut his leg and used a flotation device to get to shore. They came and found him. He was a money changer in Akai, means he became rich through the treasures that he kept and bought. Chagai asked Rabbi Yosi, is it not reasonable that we give to him the amount of time that a treifer can live, means 1 year, before his wife may remarry? Amalei, af ana savakein, Rabbi Yosi answered, I also hold this way. Means they hold that the heter is because he became a treifer, and therefore you need to wait a year to make sure that he would certainly have died. Mishnah says, even if one heard women saying Ploni died, this suffices to permit his wife to remarry. Rabbi says, even if you heard children saying, we're going to bury and eulogize Ploni, is whether the one who mentioned his death intended to testify or didn't. Rabbi ben Bava says that we rely on Yisrael, who said that he died only if he intended to testify, and if it was a Gentile who intended, then his testimony is not testimony. The Gemara says, Shama kol amakoninus mirovtoi ben amisim ein edus kodamizu. The Gemara says, one heard women lamenting Ploni amongst those who died, then there's no greater testimony than this. Become Teresi Hamelech, Ploni, Nero Ploni, Amosi Mesishte. If one heard from the king's executioners that Ploni died or Ploni was killed, we don't permit his wife to remarry. If one heard from a Beis Din of Yisrael, Ploni died or Ploni was killed, then we permit his wife to remarry. Avad Ploni Ani Eimer Avad Rabcha Min Alma Shemith Ha'ish Ha'megadlai M'fanasai Dech V'nei Adam Lema Al Ish Ne'ev De Panasasi Avad Min Ha'olam Ish Nachrina Ne'ev Adrabi Min Ha'olam Shei Machzikoi Ha'madricha V'dech Yishara Avad Ploini Not Tri Ploini Einai Ba'olam. If one heard a person say Avad Ploini, meaning Ploini he was lost, not Tri Ploini, or he was not in the world, we don't permit his wife to remarry. Avad Ploini, and Aime, I should say, Avad Rabcha min Alma, Natri Ploini, and Aime, Adrin Ploini Machal, Ploini Eine Ba'ilam, Tipach Ruchi Yaleh. Avad Ploini, I say that he means your Rebbe was lost in the world. Natri Ploini means that he threw a certain food. Ploini is not in the world, he became haughty, and no one can bear him. Shakas Vinasa Bayam, if one heard People saying his ship sank in the sea, what's the law? Asya kadoda the tama rabba ba'zavda b'shem rav maase ba'abba simi sheshakas v'nasa b'yam v'hu lo yayam b'secha v'achakem. This is like what Ba'zavda said in the name of Rav. The case occurred with Abba Simi, that his ship sank in the sea, and he wasn't in it. Also here, it's this way, I mean, perhaps he wasn't on the boat. Avi miskavin, what is intent in our Mishnah? V'yuchan oimer koshi mazkirin loy isha. V'yuchan answered this whenever they mention his wife. V'yushim ben lokish omer koshi shoyin loy soy v'u meshiv. V'yush lokish answers whenever they ask him where is Pliny, and he answers. Amr Chagai Rabbi Shur ben Levi, Lachal Rebbe, Shisei B'Shloishim, Bekamba Zekanim, Shoyim Matrisim, Kenegid Rabbi Yehoshua, Shisei B'Rebbe, Lemer, Bet Ka'adol, Rabbi Shur ben Lokish, Behu Loi Mekabla Lov. Rabbi Chagai said to Rabbi Shur ben Levi that, does Rebbe remember that there were more than 30 Chachamim protesting against Rabbi Yehoshua to rule like Rabbi Lokish in a case, and he didn't accept to do so? Rabbi Yehuda B'Shem Rav, Ein Alocha Kobi Yehuda Ben Bova, B'Yisol. Rabbi Yehuda, quoting Rav, said that Alocha does not follow Rabbi Yehuda Ben Bova regarding Yisrael, rather, even if he does not intend, we rely on his testimony. And the Rabbonon's words support this. Quoting Rabbi Yossi, said that we don't check witnesses of death with Drisha v'Chakira's questions about the time and location of what they witnessed, and relevant details of the testimony. Likewise, we do not check his intent. Masa be'echad shebala ha'id, lefnei Rabbi Talfon ala isha, shetei shetinase. A case occurred in which a person came to testify in front of Rabbi Talfon about a woman to permit her to remarry. Amalei b'ni heich ata me'id ala isha shetinase. Rabbi Talfon said, how did you come to testify about the woman that she will remarry? Amalei, Rabbi imona haya b'shayara v'yorad ha'gais aleinu v'nidla, The witness said that Rebbe, he was with us in the caravan. A troop came upon us, he hung on an olive branch, broke it, and chased the troop away, and returned. I said, my son, I praise you, your strength is like a lion. Nemele yofe kivanta lishmi ani nikwa b'iri yirchen ben yonison awi mikwa shichla. And the man said that you guessed my name. In my city, they call me Yochanan ben Yonasan Ari of the village of Shechla. Amalti lai b'ni, she said, Amalti, Yonasan ben Yochanan Ari mikvar Shechla. The Tavern said, my son, you said to me Yonasan ben Yochanan Ari of the village of Shechla. And the Tavern interrupted him to test if he was totally sure about the name. Amali lai kach, Amalti, ala Yochanan ben Yonasan Ari mikvar Shechla. The witness said, no, I said Yochanan ben Yonasan Aryeh, of the village of Shechla. Amalti lai, well, like kach amalta, Yonasan ben Yochanan Ari mikra Shechla. It happens that didn't you say Yochanan ben Ari, Yonasan Ari of the village of Shechla? Amalti lai, kach amalti, Yonasan ben Yonasan Ari mikra Shechla. Lach hayomim chalomais. The witness said, no, I said Yochanan ben Yonasan Ari of the village of Shechla. And days later, Ari fell sick and died. Uvadak v'italfan esay dusay v'esir, Rabbi Talfon checked his testimony and permitted the man's wife to remarry. Oy name Mishum Ma Bikach. The Gemara says perhaps Rabbi Talfon doesn't require Drisha v'Chakira for testimony for a woman. Check the man, because what can we lose through this? Ashkech Tani in Boitkin Eide Misa Bedrisha v'Chakira Deleik Rabbi Talfon Rabbi Talfon Oyme Boitkin Eide Misa Bedrisha v'Chakira. And the Baisa, we check that with a Baisa. We don't check witnesses of death with Drisha v'Chakira, and this is unlike Rabbi Talfon, who says that we do check witnesses of death with Drisha v'Chakira.